Penguin Random House Audio presents A Prayer for Travelers by Ruchika Tomar. Read for you by Sophie Amos. Author's note. The chapters in this book are presented as a collage and are intentionally out of order. Please refer to the attached PDF for visual supplements where indicated. 31. I drove to the crossroads with the windows rolled down, the radio off, scanning the flat packed earth in the glare of afternoon light, the land broken up by clumps of creosote and rabbit brush. I was hoping to see Penny walking on the shoulder of the road heading in my direction. I drove so slowly, it would be impossible to miss her. When I saw her figure, tall and milk tea pale, her long black hair nearly to her hips, I would pull over and unlock the passenger door. I would make room for her on the bench seat while she chronicled the saga of the delayed bus, the careless excuse Flocka had given when she hadn't shown up to give Penny a ride. When she was finished, we would wait in silence for the reality of the previous day to dawn. She would reach across the seat, and we would embrace each other gently, needing to feel the other whole. She would tuck her chin in the dip of my shoulder, careful to avoid the bruises covering the right side of my face. I would say her name. Instead, a car horn sounded, and a battered Trans Am shot out from behind, flying past, taillights flashing red at the corner, a half mile down the road. I watched the car turn on.